source and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome in to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. And boy, what a Monday show we have for you. Well, we're going to recap the Penske 400 presented by Jiffy Lube from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We had the Daytona 500, the great race in Atlanta. We got our very first dominant performance, I would say, of the 2024 season. So we'll tell you who was in charge of that. Also, like all the other shows, we'll get you caught up on results, standings, all that good stuff. Dale Earnhardt Jr. made an announcement we'll get to in a little bit, but we won't be seeing him on TV, at least in the same spot we're used to. Plus, Sean has already told me lots and lots of other things that he has mined and found and come up with to talk about. So you know what? It's going to be a great show. We got racing. We got racing talk. We got other talk about racing. Sit back, relax. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, he is the reason I show up here every Monday at 6 and have a frosty monster energy drink in my hand. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here.
Hey, buddy.
It's nice also, too, to be going on the air at 6 p.m. and, you know, it's still pretty daylight outside.
Well, I tell you what, this is the first time in a long time I wish we had an open-air studio. It is gorgeous outside.
Yes, it is.
And yes, not long from now.
A week from
about 6 days. 6 days, if my calendar is correct. We're going to start getting a little bit longer days. More time for activities, right, Sean?
The time changes.
You can work out in the yard until almost 9 o'clock. Does that not excite you?
You know, I still enjoy working out in the yard, but the older I get, it just doesn't bring on the excitement and thrill that it used to.
the fact it ever thrilled you to work in your yard ought to be the first concern.
I think what it is, you know, there gets to be a point every so often that your yard kind of gets out of control. You know, it's kind of like taking care of yourself, which I never let myself get out of control as far as taking care of myself. But I do, I am at fault of doing that with my yard. And right now it's looking pretty rough. So
my yard gets out of control. And so then I give someone money in exchange for the service of taking care of my yard. It's called business.
Yeah. You're very spoiled.
Yeah.
A combination of spoiled and maybe a tad lazy during the summer
You
months.
Could be, too. You could pay someone to handle such things, and you'd have more time to
all this
mix up protein shakes.
Well, what it is this time of year,
get on YouTube and watch guys flex or whatever it is.
We've had a fair amount of rain, and anytime you have rain and warmer temperatures, guess what happens? Things start growing.
Yep.
And typically it's the things that are growing that you don't want to grow, like plenty of weeds and all that other mess.
Yeah,
so that's what's going on in my house. But how was the weekend?
Oh, weekend was good. Nothing major. Just continuing to sell Girl Scout cookies, and I'll be super happy when that's over. But right now, there are troops everywhere, and there are Girl Scouts everywhere. If you want Thin Mints, you got about 2 more weeks to go get some.
So
and
if
then
someone
they're shutting her down.
So if someone wants to support Girl Scouts, they need to do it soon.
Yeah, you get out there and get them. So did that whole thing, and then there was a mass at church for Girl Scouts, and did that, and then you know it was a pretty easy weekend, just kind of getting caught.
The Catholic Church has a mass for Girl Scouts.
Well, I mean, all the Girl Scouts showed up wearing their stuff, and like they were the ones that did like collections, and that and got to be there.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like a.
Did they get to do the smoke stuff and all that sort of stuff?
The incense is that's not every mass. That's only on certain
Oh, you had it there just the day I went with you.
Yeah, well, because we needed to get your evil spirits out, quite frankly. We knew your wife was okay, but I was like, listen, Kim's Catholic. She's good, but the other guy.
No, I've converted her.
No.
Yeah, I've converted her.
She's already said the words.
She's good old Baptist now.
Oh, she's just telling you that. No, she's on the winning team.
You know, you used to be a good old Baptist.
I was a bedside Baptist, a Seventh-day absentee.
I was going to say, what's the definition of a bedside Baptist, or do I even want
to
know? It
means you don't go to church. Yeah, like, oh.
You were a Baptist, but you didn't go to church?
Absolutely. Oh. So, but anyway.
That must be an Oklahoma thing.
But, it's an easy weekend. How about yourself? Working in the yard?
No, I didn't get any yard
work. Did you and Kim go to dinner to Leah?
Actually, we did.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, we did.
I don't know how I would know that.
We went to they had a grand opening party out at the Chattanooga Airport that we attended Saturday evening. It was really nice. Had, you know, some of our local elected officials, mayors, and so forth. And then we had dinner reservations with our friend John and Peggy Pless. And then, you know, when you get my age, you're in bed by 10:30 at the latest on a Saturday night.
So the sad thing is, with the time change, it's tough in my house because you've got to convince my 9-year-old that it's bedtime when it's still light outside. And that's always a pretty tough sell, mm-hmm. Especially the first week or so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've experienced those days.
Now you have to put yourself to bed.
Actually, I am being reminded by my wife that, you know, don't be surprised if you don't get that phone call one day that you have a grandchild on the way.
Yeah.
So I'm at those years in life.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you, they come up on you quick.
It is going to be so much fun to call you grandpa, because that is just going to cut you like a knife, as much as you worry about aging.
I can't wait to the day that Evelyn's going to the prom.
Ooh, that's going to be
rough.
And
then she says, Daddy, I'm going to stay out all night with this boy.
Yeah. And then I said, like hell you are, I believe, will be the next words coming out of my mouth. But I don't even...
Oh, but he's a good boy.
I've got buddies that, you know, have got kids older and going through all that stuff, and it's like, God, how in the world? But
yeah, just
someday it will. I know.
Just remember, she'll probably be out with a guy that was as wild as you were.
No, I don't think they make him like a me anymore.
Well, they may not, but, you know, a good old Southern Baptist boy.
Yeah, the kids these days, though, and God, I sound like an old person, but like, I feel, because I've got some buddies who's, you know, their kids are like juniors, seniors, and I'm like, hey, man, y'all having parties and do it? No, we just hang out. And I mean, kids, I don't think they go out and like run amok like we used to, because there were no other options. Now, mm-hmm. I can get on my computer and hop in a, you know, game and be talking to my buddies, or I can FaceTime, or we can do a jillion things to see each other and hang without mm-hmm. actually physically going. Like, if back in high school, I mean, if you wanted to see your friends, you had to go meet somewhere or go to their house.
And right? Then you had to call them before you left home.
Yeah, and you had to better hope they're there. And of course, no one else is on the phone.
You probably had cell phones when you were in high school, didn't you?
Senior year, they started. Pagers were big, but about my senior year in high school, cell phones were around, but I mean, no one really had them. That was for fancy people. But I did. I had a StarTAC cell phone, I believe, maybe my senior year.
So it was a little bit later in life for you, because the brick phones came before the StarTACs. Yeah. That's what I started out with, the old brick phone.
I remember my uncle coming in, and he had a briefcase, and he mm-hmm. opened the briefcase up, and it was a phone. And we were like, oh my God. And he said, he turned it on. He's like, "But we're not going to call anybody, because it costs a lot to make a phone call on this. It's by the minute." We're like, "Oh my gosh, what is this?"
Hey, you were big time back in the late 80s,
man. Watch out.
You had a cell phone. All right. Well, let's just dive into the weekend. We had another outstanding. Let's just say great, not outstanding, because it is hard to top how successful Atlanta was. And I wanted to start off today's program sharing some TV stats regarding week before last,
the Atlanta race
at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
We're all bragging on. Okay.
According to Fox, they were up 33% from last year's.
That's a lot.
TV ratings.
That's almost a third.
Scored over 4.5 million viewers So, yeah, it was very successful.
Good job, Atlanta.
And I mean, I've heard nobody say that they thought Atlanta was not a good race or not a great race. I think it's the best one I've ever seen there.
Yeah, it was. And listen, as we turn our attention towards Vegas, I thought the racing at Vegas was good. There was still a lot of three and four wide. There was a lot of action.
More two and three than anything.
But I do think what we saw is this is just the first race this year where the rest of the field ran into a buzzsaw, and that buzzsaw's name was Kyle Larson. I mean, he absolutely dominated that race. He was the first by a mile most of the day, led by far and away the most laps, and kind of just brought it into the conclusion that the race probably should have had, and he got the win. It was an absolutely dominant performance by Kyle Larson.
Yeah, that it was. And that leads to my first question for you today. I was thinking about this earlier today, and I thought, you know, I want to get Casey's opinion on this. When you look at the drivers that are in today's NASCAR Cup Series, if you had to identify one driver that is the very best right now in 2024 in the NASCAR Cup Series, who is the very best?
I would probably actually say Kyle Larson.
I would tend to agree.
So Kyle Busch has always been my go-to of who could win a race anytime, anywhere. Like if we went to the moon and we're only going to be there once, who could win that race? It's probably Kyle Busch. Now, if we were to race on the moon 10 times, who's going to win the most? It was Jimmy Johnson. I mean, he's one of those kind of guys. You know, Blaney is talented. Ross Chastain has shown that he can win races and be really aggressive. Denny Hamlin's the best driver to never win a championship. Joey Logano's always there. William Byron's always there. Chase Elliott, by far and away, the most popular. But the guy that just gets it done right now is Kyle Larson.
And it wasn't that long ago that we were sometimes having the debate and declaring Kyle Busch to be the best driver. It's been a few years ago, but do you remember those conversations?
Yeah, just like I said, I've always thought he was the most talented driver. And the guy that could win anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking about over the weekend, I was thinking back to Dale Earnhardt, and I was thinking back to the days a few years before his passing. He created DEI, and you remember back when he created DEI. DEI was, you know, the fastest up-and-coming, aggressive growth, aggressive performance team or organization in the sport. Don't you remember when DEI was just like sort of had everybody's attention and was just unbelievable, and people were going, wow, you know, what's the future look like for DEI? And I got to thinking, okay, who could we compare that to since then? So if you think about the days of DEI,
I see where you're going.
It's, and you go to now, who could you relate that to?
Obviously, it's top whatever it is. Oh gosh, I've gone, but Chastain's group.
No, that's not who I was thinking about.
Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking about 2311.
Really?
Because you got Denny Hamlin.
More than Trackhouse?
Well,
because Denny Hamlin is co-owner, but he's not racing.
I mean, Trackhouse is definitely one that's rapidly growing and having great success. But I'm thinking about driver team owner kind of thing.
You're attaching your wagon to Bubba Wallace?
No, I'm saying Denny Hamlin.
Okay.
Denny Hamlin by no means was a Dale Earnhardt, but Denny Hamlin is one of the top drivers of our sport.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin has created 2311 with the backing of Michael Jordan's money. And that's an organization that is rapidly growing, rapidly improving, and building a Taj Mahal. They are eventually going to probably be known as the organization, or at least in the top three organizations in the sport, that's got the best of everything, because they've got a pretty much an open checkbook. Michael Jordan has the attitude and has made the statement that, you know, he wants to be the best. He doesn't like losing, which nobody does. But when you're Michael Jordan and you can write 0000s on a check, that means you can bring in the best of the people out there. You can bring in the best equipment and the best technology. So I was just thinking, it's not an identical comparison when you compare DEI to 2311, but there's similarities. You've got a top driver that's steerheading. You got a top driver that was still racing on the track at the time that the organization is coming up.
Yeah, I can see. Now, with DEI, it's probably a lot of different reasons the good times didn't last. They lost Junior, but that was because of pretty much an in-house fight with his stepmom. It had Martin Truex Jr., but never could capitalize on the talent. Wasn't Michael Waltrip a DEI guy as well before he went on his own? So,
yeah.
Good times may not last, but I don't know. I think Trackhouse is more that way as far as having deep pockets and
Trackhouse is, but the owner of Trackhouse is not an active Cup driver and a top,
but was part of it. Yeah, I got you.
And the fact that Denny Hamlin is considered a top driver. He has yet to win a championship, but Denny Hamlin is always in the mix. If I'm not mistaken, hadn't he been in the Final Four for several years?
Best driver to never win. He's the new Mark Martin, best driver to not win a championship.
You know, when I get to thinking Hamlin's about awesome. The past and I start thinking about where drivers were in the standings, they sort of all run together when you add all the years together. But it's not an exact comparison, but I see a lot of similarities there. And I got to thinking, okay, has there been any other team owner driver combination since DEI? And there hasn't been one. 2311 is the first.
You wouldn't
to even come close.
You wouldn't even say Keselowski. He's a champion. He's driving.
No.
Just because the success isn't there?
The success is not there. The innovation, the growth, the money. Keselowski came into a situation with Roush Fenway where he was sort of trying to revive a lame duck. An organization that had been struggling, that had continued to go down. Okay. So I wouldn't put that organization... As far as a comparison to DEI, I would say 2311 is the closest we've ever had. All right, when we come back, we're going to break down the race at Las Vegas. Also, a little bit later in the program, we're going to discuss the announcement that Dale Earnhardt Jr. made of where he will be in the 2025 broadcast season of NASCAR. I think this was a surprise to many. We're going to talk about what are some of the repercussions. And what does this mean to NASCAR's TV ratings for NBC this year since Dale Earnhardt Jr. will not be a part of the broadcast? Also, too, we're going to talk about Kyle Larson. He was in a recent interview on Kenny Wallace's show talking about the comparisons of what Cup drivers are making today compared to drivers that are running Sprint Cup or Sprint cars and dirt racing.
Interesting.
They're not far apart. There's a lot of dirt drivers that are making a lot of money. We're also going to talk about how the Cup drivers today are making far less money than Cup drivers did 10 and 15 years ago. It's around half is less.
It's all sponsorship based now.
So we're going to be talking about that and more on today's Racing Talk Radio. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr join you each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, catching you up to speed on all the things you need to know in and around the NASCAR garage area. Today, recapping the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Dominant win by Kyle Larson. Getting ready to get into the results and the standings there, but he led 181 out of 267 laps. So absolute domination for the five car. Big win for him. Big win for Hendrick Motorsports as they continue to bump up the record book with all-time wins. And, of course, now our eyes turn towards the calendar and what's coming up this weekend. We're heading to Phoenix Raceway for the Shriners Children's 500. But don't worry, Sean, that's 500 miles. Whoa, no, it's not. It's 312 laps, 312 miles, but it's the Shriners Children's 500. So go explain that one. 312 miles, 312 laps, but it's the Shriners Children's 500. Leave it to NASCAR to make it as confusing as possible. But anyway, that race is coming up this Sunday, March 10th at 3:30. I'm all for the shorter races.
I'm a fan of fewer than 500
but
miles.
But why call it the 500 when it's only the 312? Like, if you call, because Phoenix used to do that, they would call a race the 312 and it would catch your attention. Because mm-hmm. that's such a random amount of laps and miles.
Because they're NASCAR.
So
they can sometimes do crazy and weird stuff.
I'm going to get to the bottom of why we're calling it the 500 when, of course, it is not. Maybe it's 500 kilometers?
That's possibly
that it. Sounds about right. Okay.
That Oklahoma State education's coming in handy right now.
Well, you know, we don't talk kilometers. We ain't metric system in Oklahoma, boy. Burgered.
In Oklahoma, they don't talk like that, do they?
How many kilometers... All right, we're gonna let the Google machine sort this thing out for me.
See, when I was in school, you know, we were old fashioned. We didn't talk about
it. You were in Chickamauga.
We were in miles.
So 312 miles is 502 kilometers. So I think that's exactly what they did. The 500 kilometers.
Of course, as you mentioned, Kyle Larson dominated the race. He swept both stages. And the race was 267 laps. And as you made comment, he led 181 of those. So certainly he showed everybody who was king of the racetrack yesterday. And it was, I think that's the most laps that he has, I was going to say it's the most laps that have ever been led at Las Vegas, but I think I'm mistaken on that. Some other drivers that did really well, and we'll get into the results here in just a moment. Noah Gregson came in the top 10. That's a driver that is a guy that fell out of the NASCAR Cup Series last year and managed to find a home and did really well. All right, let's get into the results of the Penske 400. Presented by Jiffy Lube at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And as we'd mentioned, Kyle Larson won the race, started second. Tyler Reddick was in second. He gave it his best, but couldn't get close to Kyle Larson in the end. Third was Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Ross Chastain. Fifth, Ty Gibbs. Sixth, Noah Gregson. Seventh, Martin Truex Jr. Eighth, Denny Hamlin. I was pulling for old Joey Logano.
Old Joey.
I was hoping he would pull the win out. He started the race on the pole. Came in ninth. William Byron in 10th.
Other drivers of note, Daniel Suarez 11th. Chase Elliott 12th. Brad Keselowski 13th. Austin Dillon in 16th spot. Alex Bowman 18th. Chase Briscoe 21st. Down the list a little bit. Michael McDowell, not all that great of a run in 25th. Kyle Busch 26th. Bubba Wallace did not have a good day, finished 35th, and bringing up the rear, Chris Buescher in 37th.
There were 24 lead changes among 15 drivers and 6 caution flags for 35 laps.
So, you know, still lots of good racing, 2 wide, sometimes 3 and 4 on the restarts. But, you know, Atlanta, a similarly sized track and laid out track, had 40 something lead changes, only 20 something here. And really, it's hard to say whether the racing was different or if it, man, it was just Kyle Larson was going to win that race. And sometimes when a guy is that much more dominant, it just doesn't lend itself to quite as much excitement.
When you look at the top 10, the manufacturers are pretty evenly mixed.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I think everybody's doing all right.
Yeah. You don't see domination in the top 10 of any one particular manufacturer. I think Chevrolet and Toyota is probably so far when you evaluate the season has possibly been a little bit better than Ford, but overall when you look at the results of Vegas, they're evenly matched. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Vegas. We got Kyle Larson leading. He is 8 points ahead of second place Ryan Blaney. Third, Martin Truex Jr. Fourth is William Byron. And fifth, Ross Chastain.
Kyle Busch in sixth. Chase Elliott seventh. Daniel Suarez eighth. Ty Gibbs ninth. Denny Hamlin rounding out the top 10. 11th spot, Austin Cindric. 12th, Tyler Reddick. 13th, Alex Bowman. 14th, Bubba Wallace. 15th, Eric Jones. And in the 16th spot, if the playoffs were to start today, Sean, John H. Nemechek in the 42 mobile rounds out the top 16. So some drivers of note on the outside looking in, and we know it's early, but Chase Briscoe in 20th, Christopher Bell in 21st, Chris Buescher 23rd, Joey Logano 24th. The season's not started out great for him, or Austin Dillon in 27th, Brad Keselowski in 28th, Josh Berry in 30th. So there you have it. There's the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Before we completely leave from talking about the race at Vegas, Hendrick Motorsports has won 2 of the first 3 races of the season, William Byron winning at Daytona, Kyle Larson at Vegas. This is the 8th time the organization has won 2 of the first 3 races in a season. Hendrick Motorsports has won 4 of the last 5 races at Las Vegas. Another key point that stands out, Ryan Blaney, reigning cup champion, has finished 3rd in each of the past 2 races. Some drivers that didn't fare so well, Bubba Wallace. His team has lost multiple laps trying to get lug nuts off on the left front tire.
It could be lug nuts.
It turned out a chance to have a strong finish at the end of the day. However, things went south for him. He got 13 laps behind the leader and finishing 35th. Zane Smith, after opening the season with a 13th place finish at Daytona, he placed 35th of Atlanta, 36th at Vegas. So things are not looking so good for him. And then last, another loser of the weekend, Christopher Bell follows the 34th place finish at Atlanta and 33rd at Las Vegas. He has had flat tires that have sent him into the wall and later spun at Las Vegas.
So bad luck for some of those guys. And listen, if you're having blown out tires, I mean, those are the kind of things that it will regress back to the mean, and that's not always going to happen to you. However, if you're just flat out running bad and it's this early in the year, you know, if you're Brad Keselowski, who's, you know, started the year off great last year, showed like they may be turning that program around, finished with a bit of a whimper, it can't feel very good to come out and it really just not be able to hang with the other cars. So I'm sure that's a little bit of a trying time, but plenty of time to turn things around. Only 3 points races into the season and one win and you're pretty much in. So that's what makes these things so exciting, but definitely some guys that we're used to seeing up front or some teams we expect better performance out of not starting the year off great.
And it's way too early to spend much time looking at the point standings, because so much can change between now and the time we end the 26 race of the season. Most of these guys have got to stay focused on winning races. That's what's going to bring you in to the top 16. And I wanted to ask you this question too, Casey. I'm going to get you to step out and make a prediction. Do you feel like that we could have 16 winners to make the field?
No.
Or do you think could be 10, 12, 14?
You have
a forecast?
I would love to have 17 winners, because that means someone that gets a win isn't going to make it in. And it truly is a win and you're in kind of thing. But I do think you need to reward consistency and points. And I think that's a good way for the guys. I'm going to go kind of what we've had the last few years. Give me 13 with wins, and then three are going to race their way in on points. Now, I was just thinking about this, something that we haven't had happen because it's early. But I would think if we go over the past 3-4 years, there's going to be some sort of injury or some sort of suspension that is going to take one of these guys out of the contention. It's that has been kind of the MO the last few years. Somebody gets hurt and they got to make up a bunch of points.
Kind of like
somebody gets
Chase
fined.
Elliott last year.
Chase Elliott gets fined. Was it Kyle Busch broke his foot? You know, you've got, it seems like that happens just about every year. So is that going to happen, or are we going to everybody remain pretty healthy? Who knows? But it seems like that's a wild card that will rear its head before long.
Looking into the Casey Orr crystal ball. I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, I have no idea who will get hurt, but let's face it. Like, you know, if Ross Chastain got fined or got set out a few races, would anyone be shocked? I mean, that's kind of the way that his life goes, the way his driving is. So who knows?
Yeah. We are in our 24th season of Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. And, of course, we couldn't have done it without all of you, our listeners, and all of our great sponsors through 24 years of talking NASCAR. And we're very proud of that. So thank you so much. You can also find out more about Racing Talk Radio at our website, racingtalkradio.com. And you can find all of our past shows so far of the 2024 season at racingtalkradio.com. Just click on past shows. Or even easier than that, you just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. Search Racing Talk Radio Download, and you can listen to all of our shows, past shows. Maybe you've missed a Monday here on Rock 105, or you want to go back and listen to the show again. You can do that very easily in our podcast version, so keep that in mind. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Man, what song is this, Sean? I mean, this is Rob Zombie.
This is a little Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Welcome to the Circus. That adds a little testosterone
actually,
today.
It's a very, very apropos.
We're already getting that from Optimize You. Yeah, a little bit more.
Very apropos for this show. Welcome to the Circus. Welcome to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. It is the Circus every Monday at 6 as we recap you up on all the things you need to know in NASCAR. Kyle Larson, huge win this weekend. Dominant performance in Vegas. And now our attention turns towards the one-mile track in Phoenix. So we're heading to Phoenix Raceway for the Shriners 500. It's only 312 laps, though. And that is a one-mile racetrack. So 312 miles, 502 kilometers. Be sure and tune in this Sunday at 3:30, and no matter what, we'll be back here Monday to talk about it. And Sean, before the break, you talked about our podcast, because, you know, I say we do a radio show, but we're also on the podcast. So I've got Amazon Music. That's my little thing that I jam out to. And it's their streaming service, and you can type in podcasts and search. And so I searched for Racing Talk Radio and our little logo came up.
Oh yeah.
And you can sit right there and listen to yourself. You have a podcast.
Did you listen?
You can listen to yourself as you drive down the road.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
So I thought it was kind of cool. And I was like, hey, family, look at this. And nobody else in my family was impressed.
Was impressed.
But I thought it
was. That's because they don't even like to hear talk when you're at home.
That exactly. That's the logo. And I can listen to Sean and I. And they were like, well, why do we want to do that? I'm like, I don't know. But should we need to? Let's just hit this button.
You know, you might want to advise that to your wife. It might get her in the mood before you get home. She's hearing you talk NASCAR.
Oh, it would get her in a mood. I'm not sure what mood it would be. Like the mood, yeah. The list
a of ticked off mood.
The list of crap you haven't accomplished that I've told you to mood is the one that's prevalent around my house.
Gotcha. Well, maybe that's a bad idea.
But you're
don't
right.
Take advice from me.
Maybe I should go to Optimize You and start getting optimized.
Yeah. Hey, that's good stuff.
You walk in and say, hey, lady. Enough.
Yeah. When you get home, it'd be just like she's rolling out the red carpet for you. You wouldn't know what that's like, would you?
Not at all.
All right. I want to ask you this. Who is the most influential person in the sport of NASCAR?
Right now, the most influential person in the sport of NASCAR.
Like, doesn't have to be a driver. Anybody in
who's
NASCAR.
Who's got the most power? Who's got the most cachet?
Who is the most influential and has the biggest brand on or off the racetrack?
I think the biggest brand in NASCAR, the most influential person in NASCAR. Man, I hadn't even thought of it. I hate to say it. It's probably Dale Jr. and the Dale Jr. Download. Yeah. He's still the most popular guy in the sport.
I would agree. And I was doing some reading over the past week, and I was reading a variety of different reports. And everything I was reading was describing Dale Earnhardt Jr. as the most influential person in the sport of NASCAR. And I got to thinking about it, and I thought, okay, if that's not true, who would it be? I couldn't think of anybody.
Well, I think, what is it, Mike Hilton, that...
He was the former president.
Former president. And whoever's NASCAR. President, the France family. As far as influence over the sport, that would be...
Yeah,
they're still major.
But when you talk about influential, meaning who would the average NASCAR fan know the name of or know who they are? The average NASCAR fan wouldn't know who Mike Hilton is.
No, not at all. No.
When he was president.
Media influence, then yes, definitely.
I mean, Steve Phelps is the president now. I bet you majority of the NASCAR fans out there, if they heard you say, okay, who is Steve Phelps? A lot of people wouldn't know who that is.
Yeah.
Or maybe say, well, I've heard of him, but I'm not sure what he
does.
I
think I buy insurance from that guy. Yeah.
Or was he that swimmer?
Yeah.
So I think that's certainly the case. Well, the question let me share... Again, Dale Jr., or it was being reported, and all indications this is very true. We already knew Dale Earnhardt Jr. had been very candid and transparent that his contract with NBC ended at the end of 2023. He even spoke out on his podcast, the Dale Jr. Download, that there was still conversation or negotiations going on, but that he didn't know whether or not he was going to continue there with a new contract. Well, I guess it was sometime in January, NBC dropped the Dale Jr. Download off of their Peacock app. That was sort of the first fire that was shot to the NASCAR public. Something was up because NBC Peacock and the NBC Network has been very supportive of the Dale Jr. Download. Many times has even ran that show on USA Network and then back in the day on NBCSN. So when that happened, when they pulled it off, that was certainly a pretty big indication that there was more to come. Well, I don't think Nat Dale Jr. has come out and gone with an official announcement, but all indications from the Sports Business Journal and Forbes magazine and different ones that have pretty close ties to a lot of the inside information of the sport are all reporting that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will not be on broadcast television in 2024, that he has signed a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery Sports and Amazon for 2025. Now, in my opinion, this is a huge loss for NBC. Matter of fact, many people and a lot of people that share their opinions in the media about NASCAR have made the statement that they are very concerned of what that means for the TV ratings this fall for NBC, and what does that mean overall for the NBC or NASCAR on NBC broadcast team? Because he was the one that sort of stood out in the booth with Steve Letarte, Rick Allen, and Jeff Burton.
So I was a little shocked at this because, you know, Dale Jr. does a very popular podcast called the Dale Jr. Download. It also has a simulcast, so it kind of becomes its own TV show. Those are very popular to air. Several of them are on Peacock. So I was shocked that they dropped that because it is very popular, and NBC does carry NASCAR. However, I am also a little surprised that people are this worried about it, or this shock that Junior's not going to be on the broadcast. I don't know that really, like, I tune in to watch the race, and yeah, well, I might hear what Junior has to say. He's still going to talk NASCAR on his podcast. While I may be interested in what Junior has to say, I don't know that that's a tune in factor. I still think I'm there for the race, and the guys in the booth are just reporting on it.
I don't completely disagree. Do you think Dale Earnhardt Jr. will have any effect at all in the TV ratings?
No. I think we love Mike Joy, but the minute he retires, we're still going to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people tune in for the event. I do think he's a bonus, and I think as far as reminding people that NBC has the races and cross promotion, I think it's a no-brainer that you had the Dale Jr. Download also on your streaming platform. I don't understand the behind the scenes and what all went into getting Junior off of that, but you know, I don't know that it's going to matter that much.
I know Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been very candid in saying that he liked working at NBC. He enjoyed his job at NBC, and he had hoped that he would be back. But when you get to his level, oftentimes it comes down to what the dollar signs are going to look like. Another thing to think about is not only was Dale Earnhardt Jr. important to NBC with NASCAR. If you'll remember, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been a correspondent for major events on NBC, like the Indianapolis 500, the Kentucky Derby,
the Derby, yeah,
the awesome Super Bowl, and the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I mean, they did put him through the ringer on that.
So he has been an ambassador in those other sports for NASCAR that otherwise those sports would have probably not seen or heard anything of NASCAR. Because who else could you put in his place that would make that big of impact? Or was a national celebrity representing the sport of NASCAR?
You know, you and I have talked a lot about the bubble bursting as far as how many different, and it's always about sports, you know, and because it seems like every league gets handed out a brand new contract worth a gajillion dollars, and the SEC and then the Big Ten, and it's just money, money, money. But when there's only so many eyeballs that can watch so much stuff. Well, I think part of that bubble bursting is, you know, how many people have been let go at ESPN? How many people do we used to see on SportsCenter that are no longer there? And I think some of the trickle down is NBC. You know, NBC just got rid of the guy that was in charge of their golf coverage forever. And he actually just, kind of like Junior, it's funny, the story was out today. There was no sign that it was ending. All of a sudden, it was just time to sign a new deal. And he said, well, this is what I got. And they said, no, take it or leave it, bye. So, you know, maybe this is just dollars and cents trying to make things happen. I'm just surprised when there's not a lot of vehicles to market NASCAR, you take away probably the biggest megaphone NASCAR has. Why you don't, you know, pony up for that. But that Junior might have driven too hard of a bargain.
Here's a couple more points I'd like to make. Number one, we all have seen and we all know and we're all continuing to learn that streaming is the future of TV broadcasts. Just think, Discovery, Warner Brothers, and Amazon, they're going to come into the sport with the number one man as a part of their broadcast team. What a way to make a splash into the sport.
True.
Because they're going to have to be competing in the minds of the viewers with what Fox has done and what NBC's done. So they've got to be able to come in and be as good right out of the gate, because that's what the NASCAR fan is used to. What a better way to try to ensure your opportunity and possibilities of being able to get up to speed with one of the best broadcast teams than to hire NASCAR's number one front man. Another thing is Dale Jr. has been used to working 14 cup races. NBC's had 14, or at least for 2025, NBC will have 14 races. Fox will have 14. With the new deal, Amazon Discovery or Warner Brothers Discovery will have 10 races. So Jr. will go from working more from, say, 14 races to fewer races down to 10.
Less to do, and so still, have still more time, plenty of money.
And probably be making more money. So it's an interesting story. It's going to be interesting to see how this continues to unfold. There's a lot that we don't know. He hasn't made an official public announcement, to my knowledge. We'll be able to evaluate NBC's success with ratings at the end of this season. And then we got a lot to look forward to in 2025 with the new networks being added.
Yeah, it'll be bummer, but you can still catch. Well, I mean, it'll be bummer as far as not seeing him on NBC, but you can still catch Dale Jr. on his Dale Jr. Download. Is his podcast more popular than ours, Sean? I don't do a lot of podcast numbers.
So I think we're close.
We both have podcasts.
Yeah, right? I think we kind of go back and forth.
Hey, didn't your buddy Clint, that's always in here doing podcasts, didn't he have like one of them be in the top 10% or something, which I don't know what that means, but I think he had a podcast do pretty well, didn't he?
Well, he did, but the way the numbers were, it was fuzzy math it was used. I'll just say that.
Hey,
it really wasn't what it appeared.
But listen, there's no fault in you know, putting yourself in oneself in the best light possible.
He nobody's better than you being your best self promoter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't love you, why should anyone else?
All right, we come back. We got more NASCAR talk to come. Also, to remind you, we are presented to you by Optimize You. And you can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. And coming up this weekend, let's head to Phoenix International Raceway, the Shriners 500, 312 laps, 312 miles, 500 stands for kilometers. That's coming up this Sunday at 3:30, or just next Monday at 6. We'll recap everything, Sean.
Casey, since we were talking for just a moment about the network's TV coverage for NASCAR, and we just got a few minutes left, Kevin Harvick, first season in the booth with NASCAR on Fox. He has now been a part of five races. You count the race at the Coliseum, then the duels, the Daytona 500, Atlanta, and then Vegas. How would you grade him so far?
I think Harvick, the info is really good. I was listening to him a little bit yesterday, talking about, you know, kind of what the guys are expecting, how they're trying to get into clean air. You can tell when he starts talking about what's happening and what the guys are thinking, he's at his best, because he's taking you to where at this time last year, this is what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the flow, I think he's fine, but it'll take a little longer. You know, Bowyer has just gotten so good. Mm-hmm. And Harvick will be there. So I think he's good.
I think Harvick has done very well, and you're right. I mean, it wasn't more than 4 or 5 months ago he was on the track and in a race car. So he can certainly share a lot of the things that possibly Clint Bowyer and certainly Mike Joy wouldn't be able to share. When I look back at the broadcast team through the years, I still think it's hard to beat the broadcast team when DW was in the booth. And even Jeff Gordon. If I was to put the perfect broadcast team together, I would put Mike Joy, DW, and Clint Bowyer together.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking about this. DW has gone like radio silence. Like, I don't ever see or hear anything about DW anymore.
I hear him occasionally on some national pub or national media.
But he was so good at being excited. But also, oh gosh, I've gone blank. Who was the guy that was there with him forever? Crew chief. I thought that
Larry Mack
was, because they played so well off each other. To have Mike Joy as kind of what they call the straight guy, the guy that's just feeding you the info and lobbing those dudes up so they can hit it out of the park. That's always been my favorite three.
You know, Mike Joy is good about bringing Larry Mack in the conversation when it's kind of just some dead time as far as just consistent green flag racing, or when, you know, you want to get some information, okay, of what to expect on pit stop strategy. I would like to see them bring Larry Mack more into the broadcast conversation than they do. You know, he's based in Charlotte, North Carolina, in a studio there, but he's got access to all the same information and technology that they have in the booth at whatever track they're at. And, I mean, I'm glad they haven't taken Larry Mack completely out of the group, but I would love to see him be a more vital part of the NASCAR on Fox broadcast team.
Yeah, but I think overall they're doing great, and the racing has been good. So far, 2024, man, A+.
I would agree. And of course, we are headed to Phoenix Raceway this weekend, as Casey shared with us earlier, the Shriners Children's 500, and you can catch all that. Let's see, that's going to be on Fox, so it'll still be on network. And that race gets started at 2:40, do you have the start time on that, Casey?
3:30.
They will be racing again on the West Coast, so we will be finishing the race and a little bit after 6 p.m.
Don't forget that your clocks leap forward, so one less hour of
daylight savings time.
One less hour of sleep, but that's okay because it doesn't get dark until 9, so no more excuses for not getting any of your activities done.
That's for sure. All right, Casey, any final words before we go today, sir?
No, everybody enjoy the week. Looking forward to a great race out in Phoenix and looking forward to being back here Monday.
Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday, 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. And we'll keep you up to date with all of the news and information on and off the racetrack. And don't forget, you can find us at any of your favorite podcast platform. If you miss any episode of Racing Talk Radio, just go to your search bar and search Racing Talk Radio download.
You'll see our little logo. No one in the car will be impressed. And then you press it.
Yeah, Casey's impressed with our logo. It's on the podcast platform. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.